7. This is the Vision Care Associates of Storm Lake postgame. Al D'Aurelia, 58-35 winners over Storm Lake St. Mary's to bump their mark to 2-0, led by the co-Wellzag Supply of Fonda players of the game. I have one of them here, Chandler Damewood, with a 20-point night. And Anthony Creer on headset chipped in nicely as well with 18. What did the coaches, Anthony, have to say to you just recently after this game?
It was a good game. We ran the ball well. We got things to work on still. Just another win and just keep going.
What do you attribute to your fine offensive performance? You got several and one opportunities, taking it to the rack, drawing contact. Was that in the back of your mind especially?
I just got up the court. My teammates got me the ball, and I just happened to get fouled when I was going up and making it.
I guess maybe the only downside for you tonight were all those offensive fouls you picked up.
Three charges.
Few charges. Well, it was a win and a good night all in all, though. Any other points of emphasis for yourself coming into this year as a junior now, getting lots more PT than you have in recent years? What have you tried to step up especially?
Well, I've always been known as a defensive guy. My offensive game hasn't been very well. So, and we lost all of our scorers pretty much. So Tyler Hanks, me, Damewood, we all just had to step up tonight.
Yeah, what about Chandler? 20-point night was big on the boards on Monday, but he was right there along with you and putting some points up tonight.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun watching him get boards and then going back up and getting an and-one. It was a fun night.
Fun for the Warriors, winners over St. Mary's. Anthony, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Let's hear from your coach now, Evan Franzmeier. Evan, you never trail in the game against St. Mary's, leading, never trailing, and you scored 10 points in succession at one point in the first half, and St. Mary's was never really able to recover from that, really.
Yeah, you know, I thought we got off to a good start right away. First few possessions we executed, we just didn't get in the hole. We got a couple open looks underneath the Logan McCoy, just didn't get a call and didn't get to bucket in. But then after those first few possessions, we really settled in and we're able to get, you know, into the lane against these guys, which is tough to do. So we get in the lane, we can make a pretty, you know, pretty close shots, and the score gets up in a hurry.
Yeah, they had planned on packing it in defensively, yep. But you were still able to get to the rack. Pretty pleased with that effort, you said?
Yeah, very pleased with our effort towards the rack. Typically against these guys, they run some zone. New coach here, they didn't run much zone tonight, but usally against these guys as zone, we settle for threes a lot in that. And I told them we got to be aggressive, attacking the gaps, attack the lane. The outside shots will be there all night long. And through two games here, I don't know if we've hit maybe one three or two threes all season so far. And that'll come as the season goes on. I always tell our guys those shots we can get anytime we want. I want to work for the good ones, and then if we settle for those, an inside out three, whatever, those are good high percentage shots.
You didn't have any threes tonight, actually, but you didn't need them. And what about our players of the game? Just heard from Anthony, real solid effort with those 18, and Chandler proven he's got more than just defensive capabilities as well with a big scoring night, and had a couple of few block shots as well, so making his presence felt on the other end, of course.
Yeah, Chandler, we knew he could do this kind of thing. He struggled the other night against Ridgeview, couldn't get to find the bucket to fall, but tonight he played really well. I thought that was the best I've seen him play. He played some role minutes last year, and I was starting this year as a senior, but he's got a long wingspan, his arms are long, and he's kind of pretty good at baiting you in and kind of disguising it, and then all of a sudden his arm reaches up, and it's tough to get a shot off on him. So, and one of the best rebounders I've seen. He has those instincts that you can't teach. He just times it right. He high points the ball with two hands. He's a fun kid to coach.
Anything else stand out to you from tonight's game you want to comment on?
Yeah, I thought we were solid. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but I thought we were solid team-wise. I know Anthony and Chandler had good nights. Tyler kind of started off slow, but he kind of settled in there the second half, got some free throws to fall, which always helps kind of get your other shots to fall. But tonight was good to show that we're not just one-dimensional with Tyler scoring the ball. We got a couple other guys that can score the ball as well, because every given night it might be someone else's turn. So just really pleased with our guys' effort. I thought defensively we got them denied their pressure a little bit. Just very happy with the good conference win to start the season off here. We're going to go back to work. We got a lot of things to fix before the next one.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, by the way, chimed in with a 9, as he said, picked it up as it went along. And speaking of the next one, up to Sioux Central on Tuesday, and those games are always a grinder.
Yeah, you know, we've been lucky to get out of there with a couple wins the last couple years, but Sioux Central, they're a solid team. They're well coached. They got some big, big bodies. Three, you know, Hargan, Sampson, and Hanson are all in the paint, are really tough, and they've all played for 4 years. This is our senior year. They've played since freshman, I swear. They've been around for 15 years, it seems like, you know. But they're going to be a very good team. They got Hunter Decker, which can shoot like crazy. It's going to be a tough matchup for us Tuesday night, and hopefully we can go on the road up there and get a win.
Well, a 2-0 start through your first week with a lot of new pieces in the mix. Nice confidence booster so far.
Yeah, you know, we're still figuring things out, figuring roles out, that kind of thing. And, you know, played quite a few guys tonight, just kind of figure out who can give us what. And hopefully we can get that really narrowed down here and we can really hone in here through the stretch. We got like four or five more games here before Christmas break. We need to take care of business to go.
Hey, Evan, thanks a lot for the time. Congrats.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate the coverage.
Evan Franzmeier, Alt Aurelia coach.